Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies, temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. Tonight, clear skies, low of 41. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. As we enter Saturday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 74. Saturday night, clear, temperatures at 48 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 38.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
The Dickinson County Sheriff's Office says investigators exhumed the remains of a person believed to be the possible victim of a serial killer. Sheriff Gareth Hoffman said in a news release the remains were exhumed Wednesday from the Abilene Cemetery in Abilene. Hoffman says the Sheriff's Office was contacted last April by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation of a possible match between the remains found near Upland in 1974 and a person reported missing from Tulsa, Oklahoma that year. A KBI investigation in 1974 identified a serial killer, Cecil Henry Floyd, as the suspect in the Dickinson County case. Investigative reports indicate Floyd admitted to killing 11 people, four in Florida, one in Kansas, one in Nebraska, and five more in Indiana. And emergency vehicles responded to a fatal crash that occurred near the entrance of Sedgwick County Park in Wichita on Thursday afternoon. One person dead in that crash, another person injured. No other details immediately released. Mid-America Network News.
Napa Know-How. A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa Know-How, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Get to Kohl's Friday through Sunday and take an extra 15% off your entire purchase when you spend under $100, or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. That's on top of 40 to 50% off outerwear for the family, a Ninja coffee bar for $159.99, and $8.99 Sonoma quick dry towels. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/14 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Dickinson County Sheriff's Office says investigators exhumed the remains of a person believed to be the possible victim of a serial killer. Sheriff Gareth Hoffman said in a news release the remains were exhumed Wednesday from the Abilene Cemetery in Abilene. Hoffman says the Sheriff's Office was contacted last April by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation of a possible match between the remains found near Upland in 1974 and a person reported missing from Tulsa, Oklahoma that year. A KBI investigation in 1974 identified a serial killer, Cecil Henry Floyd, as the suspect in the Dickinson County case. Investigative reports indicate Floyd admitted to killing 11 people, four in Florida, one in Kansas, one in Nebraska, and five more in Indiana. And emergency vehicles responded to a fatal crash that occurred near the entrance of Sedgwick County Park in Wichita on Thursday afternoon. One person dead in that crash, another person injured. No other details immediately released. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Some northeast Nebraska residents who were evacuated have been allowed to return to their homes if they live more than 2 miles from where the leaking anhydrous ammonia killed a farmer. The company repairing its pipeline leak said yesterday the people who live within 2 miles of where the leak occurred in Burke County still cannot go home. The farmer was killed by fumes on Monday while checking the source.
Officials say a fire in rural southeastern Nebraska has left more than one person dead, but they say they're unable yet to determine how many people have been killed. The Nebraska Fire Marshal's office says firefighters were called shortly after midnight Wednesday to a house near the village of Nehaka in Cass County by a neighbor. Investigators were still on the scene yesterday afternoon, and they have ordered autopsies to identify the remains as they are found. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants you to attend their 60th anniversary celebration. Head over to Home City on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. We'll have t-shirts for the first 60 people, grilled hot dogs, chili, donuts to eat, and entertainment for all ages throughout the day. Plus, we'll be giving away an awesome prize every 60 minutes, finishing the giveaways with a 60-inch TV. Don't miss Blue Valley's 60th celebration at the Blue Valley headquarters and home on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 4-H salutes continue with area 4-Hers on the radio during October National 4-H Month. The River Valley Extension District office is hosting an informational meeting for anyone interested in learning more about 4-H this Sunday, October 23rd, at the Washington County High School. Meeting begins at 5 p.m. Anyone interested in 4-H is also encouraged to contact their local county extension office. Nebraska Department of Roads is reminding citizens it's against the law to erect political campaign signs or any signs on state highway right-of-way. Maintenance crews will remove signs improperly placed within the state highway rights-of-way. Kevin Dole with the Kansas Fire Marshal's Office was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. This is National Fire Prevention Week.
One thing we really want to emphasize this week as well is to have a plan for escape in case your house unfortunately catches on fire, and practice it. This week, on Saturday, we're working with Safe Kids Kansas Nationwide Insurance also to promote a home fire drill day. So we're encouraging everybody to practice, to create a fire escape plan where you have two ways out of every single room in your home, have a meeting place outside the house, and then practice it so that you can get out of the house as quickly as can. You have under 2 minutes to get out of your house once it catches on fire. If that smoke alarm goes off, your kids need to know what to do, and a lot of times it's going to be dark. Because, like I said, a lot of those fires happen at night, or even if it's during the daytime, if the house fills up with smoke, it's going to be hard to see, so they need to be on their knees, down underneath what the smoke level would be, and booking it out the door if they can, as quickly as can. Don't try to grab things, no pets, no memories or anything special. Just get outside as quickly as you can to your central meeting point. You have to have an agreed upon meeting point so that nobody's afraid that somebody was left behind.
Vance Haydorn, age 65, of rural Beatty, passed away October 8th. Funeral service Saturday, 11:15, at the Salem Lutheran Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Vance Haydorn. Ruth E. Mueller, age 95, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial, Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery, west of Lynn. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ruth Mueller. Marcella M. Hogan, age 98, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Kimio. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary service Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, Greenleaf. Visitation Sunday, noon until 6. Family will see friends Sunday, 4 until 6, at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf, in charge of arrangements for Marcella Hogan. Dorothy Schramm, age 96, of Fairbury, formerly of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Family will greet friends Monday evening, 7 until 8:30 at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home, Odell, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Schramm. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey, mashed potato, a roll, green bean casserole, cranberry salad, and pumpkin dessert. Monday, chicken strips, cheesy potato, a muffin, California blend, and blushing pears. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com from Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a high pressure system overhead, not a whole lot going on. As we head throughout the rest of this Friday and into the weekend, we're going to see dry weather as well. And it looks like temperature wise, not going to be feeling like October in the upper 60s for today, up into the mid 70s for the weekend. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny temperatures at 66. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. Tonight, clear skies, low of 41. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures with a high near 74. Saturday night, clear with a low near 48. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 74. Sunday night, clear skies with a low near 43 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late October 67, record high on this date 90 in 2003. The average low 44, the record low is 20 in 1989. Sunset this evening 6:35, sunrise in the morning at 7:40. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 35 degrees, winds are light, barometer 30.27 inches. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 21st of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, I'm Clay Arn, Republican candidate for state representative. In 2012, the governor called and asked me to vote for his tax cut plan. I told him, I can't vote to eliminate the tax on my farm income while my hardworking neighbors continue to pay tax on their income, so I voted no. As a Republican, I believe in limited government and low tax rates, but our tax code must treat all Kansans equitably. We need someone in Topeka standing up for what is right. I'd appreciate your vote November 8th. Paid for by Arn for State Representative Judy Allen, Treasurer.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com from Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a high pressure system overhead, not a whole lot going on. As we head throughout the rest of this Friday and into the weekend, we're going to see dry weather as well. And it looks like temperature wise, not going to be feeling like October in the upper 60s for today, up into the mid 70s for the weekend. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny temperatures at 66. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. Tonight, clear skies, low of 41. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures with a high near 74. Saturday night, clear with a low near 48. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 74. Sunday night, clear skies with a low near 43 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Minneapolis, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Hanover at Wakefield in the district championship, live on KNDY FM, 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The organic industry wants more certification for organic products. The Organic Trade Association told public officials during a roundtable consumers need to trust organic marketing of products beyond just food. That includes cosmetics, household cleaners, and other non-food products claiming to be organic. The Organic Trade Association presented its case during a roundtable to the Federal Trade Commission and USDA. The OTA says the roundtable was organized to determine if the FTC needs to ensure further guidance to makers of non-food products that use the organic claim or term, but do not use the USDA organic seal or make any reference to organic certification. A survey by the OTA found consumers who are buying organic feel that both organic food products and non-food products claiming to be organic should be regulated in the same manner. The National Organic Program regulates strict organic standards for agricultural products, but the program's enforcement authority does not extend to certain types of non-food or non-agriculture products. The final 2017 renewable fuel standard now under review by the White House Office of Management and Budget. The White House review is expected to be completed within the next 90 days to set the renewable volume obligations for the RFS. The OMB received the final rule from the Environmental Protection Agency this week, and that puts the EPA on track to finalize volumes by the statutory November 30th deadline. Over the last few years, EPA has struggled to meet that deadline. EPA proposed a 2017 total RFS volume of 18.8 billion gallons, including 14.8 billion gallons of ethanol, 2 billion gallons of biodiesel. The final rule could be released within the next 30 days, depending on how long OMB takes for their analysis. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Update, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, as you know, over the last couple of weeks, corn and a soybean harvest has ramped up to full speed. And during that time, a trade team from China toured parts of South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska, getting a first-hand look at soybean harvest and how the crop is handled here. And that trade team stopped at Richard Bartek's farm in Ithaca, Nebraska.
I tell them that farmers, we produce a good quality product. We raise more than we can consume in this country, so we appreciate their business, and we want to definitely get a good quality product to them, whether it be raw beans or oil or meal. And when they come down to the farm in the Midwest, they see how good the quality of the beans are. The farmers do a good job harvesting. It's all about relationships. We want to all get along together and be successful in life, and it's like joining a family.
Of course, the outcome of those visits included the Chinese agreement to purchase a large amount of American soybeans at the end of that visit last week. In other news, the Department of Agriculture Thursday announced a streamlined version of USDA guaranteed loans, which are tailored for smaller scale farms and urban producers. The program called Easy Guarantee Loans uses a simplified application process. The program is for beginning, small, underserved, and family farmers and ranchers, according to USDA. Through the program, they can apply for loans of up to $100,000 from USDA-approved lenders to purchase farmland or finance agricultural operations. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack said the loans would help farmers obtain needed capital to start or expand their farm operation. USDA also unveiled a new category of lenders that will join traditional lenders. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
The Wichita Farm and Ranch Show returns to Park City, Kansas, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And you'll see it all at the Kansas Coliseum in the Sam Folko Pavilion. See the latest in farm equipment, livestock handling equipment, seeds, and agriculture services. Sign up for the great prize drawings. Three daily $250 cash winners. Parking and admission to the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show are free at the Kansas Pavilions. Don't miss the show. November 8th, 9th, and 10th, free admission and parking to the show.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture, of course. The World Dairy Expo was held recently in Madison, Wisconsin, as it has been for the last 50 years, the 50th anniversary of the World Dairy Expo. More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
The World Dairy Expo just finished its 50th anniversary show in Madison, Wisconsin. And at that very first show was Ben Brancel, who is now the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I was a high schooler and I liked showing calves through 4-H and FFA. And here was this new show in town. And so I came here with a friend from high school, and while I was here, they were holding an auction, and back then that auction was to raise funds to help the expo exist financially. And I saw a calf on that auction and called home to my dad and said, I think I'd like to buy a calf, and I did.
And Ben Brancel's thoughts about the Dairy Expo turning 50?
I think some of the people that really envisioned what the show was or should be would come back and just be in awe. I think there would be tears shed over what has happened to this show in the success that it has had and how it's brought together the world community. Little side story. We meet with trade delegations or people interested from other countries every day during the show. Yesterday, I spoke to an audience of Pakistan and Indian dairy farmers. And somebody said, I thought those two countries don't like each other. And I said, the cow's in the center and politics are out of the room, and they all have the same interest.
And it wouldn't be a 50th anniversary without some sort of a commemoration, which took the form of a cow.
What a story. This cow is to commemorate the 50th year. There were a bunch of artists and photos of the breeds of dairy animals and some of the winners that have been on this grounds in the past. They brought all of those photos together into one cow. It was a real challenge to do that. So you see the attributes of every breed. And then they brought this mahogany granite in from South Dakota, over 40,000 pounds worth of it, and created a 6,900 pound statue of a cow that is a conglomeration of all the breeds. It took them 8 months of artwork and all of the efforts to create that cow.
And that cow stands permanently at the site of the World Dairy Expo. Ben Brancel, Secretary of Agriculture for Wisconsin. Back after this.
Zimnet Brothers Auction and Real Estate is announcing a large personal property auction Saturday, October 22nd. Auction will be held at 10 a.m. on-site at 125 South Colorado Avenue in Waterville, Kansas. This is a former business with a lot of great equipment and tools. Equipment like a Mustang 43-horsepower skid loader with quick couplers, a John Deere 790 tractor, a 72-inch Bush Hog finish mower, a Clark 6,000-pound propane forklift, gooseneck trailer, storage large containers, and there will be all kinds of fabrication equipment. You have to visit SimnetAuction.com to see it all. Lathes, grinders, bit sharpeners, crimping machine, hole saw, drill press, a plasma cutter, and so much more. There will also be way too much miscellaneous equipment, tools, and supplies. You can see pictures of all the equipment and tools on SimnetAuction.com. Auction is Saturday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. on site, 125 South Colorado Avenue in Waterville, Kansas. See Simnet Auction's website for directions. And if you can't make it to the auction, leave pre-bids online on selected items. Go to SimnetAuction.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 35 degrees. Middle 60s on tap. Gradual warm-up continues today. Middle 70s this weekend. Plenty of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tune for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show with high school football scores game nights on KNDY.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Let's talk a little college basketball. The Kansas Jayhawks are ranked second in the USA Today Coaches Basketball Poll. It was released yesterday. The Jayhawks are ranked only behind Duke in the preseason poll. NKU and Duke will face each other in November. The first five of the coaches poll, number one, Duke, number two, Kansas, three, Villanova, four, Kentucky, and five, Oregon. Kansas State has announced more plans to renovate Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The $3 million project was announced yesterday. It will begin after the season and should be completed prior to next season. Kansas City Chiefs Marcus Peters has duped about every quarterback he's ever faced in throwing an interception to him, whether it was Peyton Manning or Derek Carr. He'd love nothing more than to add Drew Brees to his growing list on Sunday. That's when the Chiefs face the New Orleans Saints. I'm Stephanie Austin.
In an industry with many challenges, the support from the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry and its members create a united voice in Topeka and Washington.
Alan Curtis of Cressel Oil.
The main thing is they're the voice of the Kansas Oil to the legislative, to the judicial branches. It takes our voice to them. We wouldn't be able to have an influence.
Your membership helps play a significant role in the political battles and the court.